Hi Olga. Hi everyone.
Morning.
Are you prepared to share your troubles today?
I can try, but many of them I did mention last time, so I don't think I have much to add, but I can try.
I thought you had a list.
I was on vacation last week.
Oh.
So I did start the list, but some things are on campus and some things I didn't even write down. So I'll do my best.
Great. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
I just had a strange thing. Zoom, it said pair with room. I'm like, what does it mean by pair with room?
Do you have an owl camera?
I don't know. Zoom keeps adding new, quote unquote, new features, but they, I, yeah. So I have no idea. Unless that means a Zoom room, maybe that's it.
Oh, yeah. All right. I think we might be small. Today, it looks like maybe. Welcome to June. Probably going to be the story of our lives the next few months. But we will carry on the meetings that we have. It looks like Cornelia has added the meetings that are going to be canceled to our agenda here. So next. I still have May on my calendar as I'm looking at it. So June 9th, we will not have a meeting. And June 23rd, we will not have a meeting. So the next, we'll have kind of an every other Monday schedule for June. And then we will not be meeting on the 19th or the 26th. Are we, I can't remember if we are scheduled, we are scheduled to meet on June 5th, this Thursday. Is that correct, Cornelia? And if so, are you able
Yes.
to be there?
Yes, we are about to continue with the backlog. We might finish that, and I will be there, yes.
Okay. We have my all-day library retreat that day, so I can't be there. But if someone is willing to carry on, and support Cornelia with that so that we can keep that moving forward. That would be great. Either so that Cornelia can lead the discussion and someone else can take notes, which means putting the tags in the tickets and updating the spreadsheet and putting any comments in the thing. Is someone able to be Cornelia's partner in that on Thursday?
We're going to find someone.
All right. I don't want to leave you hanging.
No problem.
Okay.
We'll manage.
All right. Thank
Oh,
you.
except no one.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I can be
Yana.
there. I will be there if you need me. I will be there. Yeah, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Yana.
Let's see if someone else even attends.
True. We really are getting to the end. It's very exciting. I can't remember exactly how many tickets there were, but not very many tickets are left. They're kind of the dregs. And we have so staff slips, there are a few tickets. Claims returned, there are a couple tickets. But again, Cornelia, you may find that some of those tickets are overlapping with loans, like ones that we already did, because they have more than one tag. So if it has more than one label in it, we might have already discussed it. So I think there are going to be some in the claims returned category. And then other is the other, which is basically all the other. It's filtered by, it's the original filter, which is the 4-year-old Vega tickets. And then it's filtered by, it doesn't have any of the labels that we've already looked at. So there are some other labels in there. I can't recall off the top of my head exactly what they are, but there are a few
There are a few, sorry.
that don't have labels or
Yeah, and there are a few that are overlapping with other six. Let's see how far we get along. Maybe we can finish the list.
Yeah,
This
again,
list, the
all we're doing
first
this
of
list.
all lists.
I know this is a pretty, I mean, it's not a narrow slice. It's a pretty good slice, but it was some low-hanging fruit, and I think we have a lot of things that we can potentially close after this. So that list has already gotten smaller because some of them Tom decided were from a fee fine perspective were not didn't make sense to have open, and then there are others that we will bring to this full group once we have them. So maybe if you do have time, Cornelia, to talk about like what is the next step. Like you might get through all of them but not have extra time. But if you do, sort of the plan was to bring the RA clo intended to close label, which we can create a filter for that and send that out. And we want to figure out sort of how long do we want to have people look at that? Do we want to hold time in the regular Monday meeting for that? So, sort of process questions if you have time.
Yes,
All
course.
right.
What about let's stay a moment with planned meetings. What about the reserve subgroup?
The reserves. Oh, Olga's here. Yay. Hi, Olga.
Hey, we decided to stop that those meetings. We looked at the tickets that could be done and did them. There are a bunch of tickets that we don't know what to do with, and there are some tickets that don't need further refinement. So we don't need to schedule any more meetings, and there seems to be very little involvement. Last few meetings, we had very few people, and there are only three people who voted. So it feels like momentum is gone.
Well, if you need help, Olga, with keeping the momentum on on writing the tickets at least, or fleshing them out, maybe we can start with the ones that had the highest numbers and just make sure that, like, from the highest ones, that those are fully they have everything that they need to be developed, at least to the extent
No.
we can.
I think I'm done.
Okay.
I of course will participate if someone wants to continue, but I'm good.
Okay. Well, I'll take a look at what's left on the list and see if there are any that need that are close. I know that there were a couple in there that we thought might be fodder for some development teams that are currently in that are actually doing work. So if there are some that potentially could get piggybacked into other things, then maybe those would be the ones to focus on and make sure.
Yeah, we have a bunch of them that are ready now. So if anyone has time to do something, they can do those. But there are some with that are high priority, but I personally have no clue what to do with them, how to like Thomas put very nice comments there. So what it actually needs to be done, but I have no clue how to do that. And also, none of them made our five top priorities. So that for the board, right? So I was wondering if we should add course reserves as a separate line. Remember, we talked about it. We didn't want to do it for a chance of it being eliminated, but none of them made it to the top. So why don't we add a separate line for course reserves? And if it's eliminated, it's eliminated. Right now, it's none, nothing.
I think we asked. I asked back on May 15th, Caitlin Stewart, about what the level of granularity was that they were hoping to get for the SIGs. I mean, they said SIGs, but not all of them were formal SIGs and whatever. And she did say that we could, they were trying to decide what to do. So if you have, if you have five that you think are the ones that we should put on for that, we could put it there. The worst they can do is say, no, we're only doing SIGs.
Exactly. And we already have this priority table, right? We have five.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I just go ahead and put them in? Is it editable for anyone or?
Yeah, I mean the page is editable, so I just added ours. I added the course, the resource access ones, and you
Do
could.
you prefer you do it?
No, you absolutely can do it if you have them in order. I mean, otherwise you can send them to me and I can do it. But if you want to do it directly, you can. It's just the link to that page is on one of our prior
I have
meeting agendas.
I have it.
Yeah, and just make sure you link the Jira tickets.
Okay, will do. And I also wanted to talk with you after the meeting about the labels. We made a couple of decisions. So before I actually put them in, I wanted to discuss.
Sure. Yeah, I will stay on after.
We can do it after the like after.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. All right.
So we didn't have a free agenda on June 12th, if someone has something to discuss. There will be a topic of patron notices on June 16th, and then some canceled meetings, and we're not sure about the 30th. Because it's ALA who's going to be away. And we can
Yeah.
ask it later.
All right. Anything else about the upcoming June meetings? I think Cornell, you can probably cancel the 12th. I don't think we're, since we don't have, that was the reserve meeting, right? The
Yeah.
reserve meeting time slot.
Yeah. We might leave it for now
We
and
can leave it for now if
if
you.
something comes up.
Okay.
I don't think we have an like our resource meetings ended.
Yeah, the actual meetings did, but the resource access, the umbrella SIG meeting is a recurring meeting on Thursdays, and Cornelia deletes it when we don't. Because that's the same meeting that we use for the backlog review, which is every other Thursday.
The only thing I might ask is if reserves isn't going to use that spot, and it's probably not going to be any right now, it's probably not going to be until July or so, is to use it to go over a few fines and start working on that larger interface and going through and refining a lot of the stuff that Holly did previously.
I need to step away for a moment. Can I think that sounds
Yeah.
good, Tom. And we can start those up as soon as you're ready to fill that. We have that every other Thursday. And we don't know what's going to happen with the other Thursday because we're going to finish the backlog. We have to finish about what our next step is on the backlog Thursday meetings also.
I'm just waiting on
Yes.
clone two and three to show up.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so we canceled a lot of meetings during the summer, but you can have the 12th and 10th of July, I think. Yeah, like starting 1 month, and
Yeah, for sure.
let's see when we return to more regular schedule. Tom, will you just let us know whenever you're ready?
Yeah, I definitely will. There's quite a few things I need to catch up on once that's done. I should be able to. I think I'm hoping at the beginning of July I should be able to start focusing on running meetings for a few fines. So actually, want to give myself a deadline. Why don't we say that if the you said the 12th is, I'm sorry, which is the first Thursday in July, or what would be the first Thursday in July?
First 15 July the 10th.
Let's give myself a deadline and say that I'll start the working group on July 10th. Because otherwise, if I say I'll do it when I'm free, I'll just keep pushing it off. So that way it gives me a deadline.
Okay. Great. Thank you. So I think
you're muted, Cornelia.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I muted myself accidentally. Let's move on to our main topic for today, like experiences with Ramses. And Olga started to tell us some of her pains last week or week before that. And I'm not sure if we have notes about that. Take a look.
I remember from last time Olga's on Ramsons. Is there anyone else that's currently on Ramsons?
Is anyone else testing?
We're in the midst of fiscal year rollover, so we're hoping to aim for Ramsons, I think, in the late summer fall period.
We're kind of in the same boat. Our fiscal year rollover is at the end of June, and then we usually need 2 or 3 weeks afterwards to pull our finalized reports. So I don't think we're going to hit Ramsons until August. And FSE may do a jump where we're updated to Ramsons and immediately updated to Sunflower. But yeah, we're not even under schedule yet.
Yeah, we are also just starting to test and not really have any plans right now to switch over. Or we have plans, but not really real ones. First tests. So I could not say much about Ramsons right now. I'm mainly here to see what's to be expected.
Yeah, we're waiting for some improvements, like bug fixing and new features, but yeah, don't have time at the moment. We're waiting for later in the year to test intensely. So we all depend on you, Olga. You're the only one today.
No problem.
And I couldn't find any notes when we talked about last time. So maybe you can repeat,
Sure.
summarize what you told us already.
Okay, so there seems to be a couple of categories that got issues in. One of them is authentication and probably that's because of this new timeout that was introduced. Maybe not, I don't know. But one of the issues that I mentioned last time, people get logged out when they actively working. So it's supposed to be one-off an activity, but they are actually working, making changes or maybe left for a minute and they logged out. So luckily, it's not many people that it happens to. Kind of few people said that it happened to them once or twice, but there is one person who is severely affected. Cataloger, maybe because she's a cataloger, but then there is another cataloger who's sitting next to her and she's fine. So I mentioned that last time, and we did everything that EBSCO could suggest and everything we could think of, and we couldn't find rhyme or reason. But last week she told me, last Tuesday, that she was working the whole day and didn't have any logouts in that one day. Though she switched up the browser, she started using DuckDuckGo. And that seems to be working a bit better than Chrome, which is interesting. I don't know. Maybe SP2 helped. Not right away because she was logged out after SP2 was installed, but then improved. But then I was away the whole week, and I don't know. I will see her tomorrow, today, and hopefully we'll get an update what's happening. But it's happening not only in Ramsons, it's happening in Snapshot. There was discussion about it on Slack, so it's not just Ramsons. Another one, SSO button started disappearing. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not there. That is concerning to many libraries who are on Ramsons, and I know that if I'm not mistaken, Library of Congress is unhappy with that. So I think this one is supposed to be fixed in SP3.
Sorry, what was disappearing? I didn't get it.
SSO button, like
Oh, okay.
when you
Thanks.
log in. Then another group is the locale and different time zone issues. So if you are close to Greenwich, you probably will be fine. But if not, and if you especially use different locale. So for us, it seems like a worst combination possible. We see all those problems. And I mentioned again some of them last time. For example, when we're creating a borrower that is like fixed, for example, 365 days automatically, due date is not due date, expiry date is in 1 year. So those are community borrowers. So if I create a record today instead of June 2nd, 2026, it gives me February 6th expiry date because it reverses date and month. We are using British locale and it's somehow applying American locale. And the worst thing that the person who creating the record, they are in the process of talking with a person. Usually a community borrower stands in front of them. So staff kind of relies on this to be created automatically, correctly. They're not necessarily going to pay attention, even remember, even knowing that there is a problem, they might not pay attention that it's the person will expire, the person's record in this case will expire in February instead of June, which is significant because they pay money to become a community borrower. So they wouldn't like to be expired 4 months earlier. But no one might even notice that. So the fix is scheduled for Trillium. But if you're using American locale, you don't care because it will work for you correctly.
Olga, is that only for the expiration date? Is it doing that for due dates or anything like that? Or
No,
is it just, okay.
just expiration. Luckily, if it were due dates, that would be the end of me. Another one, again, I also mentioned it, people expire at 5 p.m. because it's UTC time, so that everyone will see in the States too. Again, in Europe, that's not a big problem because you're close to Greenwich. If you expire at 11 p.m. instead of 12 p.m., who cares, right? But for us, everyone expires at 5 p.m. instead of midnight. And that is significant because we're still open till 9 usually. So those people who come, they expired, they want to borrow something, they have to be updated manually. But most, the main thing, staff is just confused what's going on. And even though I do tell staff what's going on, people don't remember. They remember today, tomorrow, they don't remember. So that's another one happening everywhere. Ramson, Sunflower, Snapshot, all another one, that one will show up in Sunflower. It was fixed in Poppy. Expiration date of the user records. Remember that issue? When you look at the preview, it's one date. When you click on edit, it's a day earlier. So this is coming back in Sunflower. you can see it in Bugfest. I don't know what's happening with those. I wish it was kind of the default that whatever is created, that it's checked, that it's using local time zone and locale by default. But somehow, sometimes, somewhere it gets missed.
Yeah, it
Okay.
seems like it's only in certain contexts that it's
Yeah.
getting missed. Like, because I know that the database stores it in Greenwich Mean Time. Like, it's stored in one way in the database, is my understanding, and that should be consistent across all things. And then it should be doing the translation when it goes to the UI. But that doesn't seem to be. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
No, that's generally correct. There is a, I know when this came up with fine fees, part of the issue was that there was part of the logic that wasn't being properly, the time zone wasn't being properly calculated before it did some of the calculations. That was one of the bugs we had to fix there. Unfortunately, when it comes to time zones, I could tell you from doing dev work myself, you can very easily forget to use the UTC and then convert it, especially if your mindset gets into one specific time zone. So I think the reason why this is popping up all over the place is there may have to be a kind of general folio audit of time zones and date usage throughout all the apps and that, but I'm not sure how you would start with something of that nature.
Yeah, that would be nice if there was a way to kind of to make it sort of almost automatically happening automatically. Okay, another one is again, I also I think mentioned it last time, is pick slips. This one broke and was told, we were told that it was fixed in SP2, but it was only partially fixed in SP2, so it's still there. For example, I have a list right now of 19 pages that were placed that need to be picked. And out of 19 pages, only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correctly showing up on pick slips. So 13, two of them out of 13 show up in at the wrong campus, and for that reason, I guess they have no item information. And the other 13, they just don't show up on pick slips whatsoever. I don't know why. I don't understand. I'm trying to see what's common between those ones that do not show up on pick slips, but I don't see any. Like they both from different campuses and different type of like groups, user groups that's requesting them. They seem to be all random, so something is wrong. I'm going to send an update today because before the original issue was no item information at all if it was placed in EDS. But now it's some of them are fine and some of them are just not showing up.
Gotcha. David, do you have a question about that?
Yeah, I was just curious. I've lost track. Is this in a title level request environment, or is it happening in both title level and item level? Do we know?
We are on title level, using title level requests, but people can put item level requests if they want to.
Is there a pattern with that or not that you haven't discerned?
What I know that if you place in folio, it works. It's only if it's placed outside of folio, then it breaks. But I don't know what people did on like when the EDS, because in EDS you have an option, this specific item or the first available item. So I don't know what they did. It just tells me that it's placed in EDS. So it doesn't tell me how. Or at least I cannot see how.
Tom.
It should in the requests app, and I'll look. It should be in there whether or not it was a title level or item level request, or what it is currently in Folio. I do know that the issues that Vega is dealing with around the pick slips and title level requesting, I would check for places where there might be a pattern is in location data. I.e., the ones that aren't showing, do they have location data in the holdings record but not in the item record, or do they have it in the item record and not the holding record? I do know at one point in time it wasn't pulling item location or it wasn't pulling location information, I believe, from the item record. So if you don't have item location in the holding record, those might be the ones that aren't getting printed. Usually the issues that we saw was all around location data. The patron type and all that didn't usually cause an effect. If it's only coming from EDS though, I'm not sure, because I think that's just using one of the edge modules for doing the requests. I'm not sure where the breakdown might be, because it should be just using the edge modules, just use the same modules as the internal one. But yeah, I'd see, as I said, I've checked the location data and see maybe that's where the pattern is. Also see if any of them have temp locations or something of that nature, that it might be running into an issue with a temp location.
Oh, we use temporary locations only for reserves, and it's unlikely that there are 11 records. It's possible it happens sometimes that people take items from reserve and they didn't correct location correctly, but it's unlikely for our size to have on just one day 11 records that would have that problem. But yes, I will check the locations and see if. Usually, we are pretty standard, like 99.9% of our records, they all in the holdings. Location is in holdings, and that's the only place where it is. But I'll check. Thank you.
Cornelia?
Yes, Olga, have you used the option to reprint pick slips or not print pick slips? That's new in Bramson's. Does it work?
It does work. Originally didn't, but then they fixed it. That was in SP2 that was fixed. But again, it's what for those 11 items, it just doesn't show up. That I mean, it show up, the button is there, but it's grayed out. So I cannot
Oh.
print it individually. I cannot, it doesn't show up when I click on a button, print pick slips. So somehow those 11 items today, they are just ignored for print slips. But the other six that are correct, they have that button and it's active and it's working.
Okay, thank you. Still weird.
That is weird. In the request information, Tom's right that the request level is a field in request information. So you should be able to see whether it was an item or title level request. I don't know if there's a pattern there or not, but that's just another possible
Okay, I'll check that.
Difference.
Many of them placed by one person. One instructor was very busy on weekend. She placed 11 requests. And some of her requests are fine and some of them are not. So it's possible, of course, that she did different things. I'll check. Okay, that's one more. And another one is fixed in the receiving app. So now all the received pieces do display after SP2, so that is good. There were also a few issues that was supposed to be to be fixed in Ramsons, but they didn't, they were not. One is in courses. When I don't know if you remember, when you change the date of an item on a course, let's say you have a course, you added an item to it, and then you manually want to change the dates. Sometimes we do that, and you change it, and again UTC shows up, so it's one day off. Like those user records. So that was supposed to be fixed in Ramsons, but it wasn't. So I opened a new ticket for that, and now it's supposed to be fixed in Sunflower or Trillium? I don't know. Another one, it's kind of fixed terms deletion in courses. Quiznela, you couldn't delete a term. I had to ask EBSCO to delete it for us. Now you can delete the term, but if that is an older term that you used before, I mean, if you create a new term, you will be able to delete it. But everything that was created before, it still has those course listings that are ghosts, and you have to delete those old course listings before you will be able to delete these older terms. So it's just something to keep in mind. So it's possible to find them and delete them through APIs, or ask you whoever hosts you, they can do it, I guess.
Olga, that's not something, I'm assuming that's not a Ramsons problem, that you just kind of figured that out because you just...
to be, like, it's fixed in Ramsons. So the new ones, now you can delete.
But the ones that were created pre-Ramsons are still having, oh, interesting.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, because they still have those ghosts course listings attached. Even though you removed all the items, there is nothing in that course. But in the background, there are some course listings, old ones, that you cannot even see in UI, but they are still there.
Oh, so are they? Is it possible to change the course? Like, if you change the semester of the course, does that fix that it? No.
No. Mm-mm. No. Not that I know. But it shouldn't be very difficult to delete them. Though I didn't try yet. but before I know that, I asked EBSCO, they did it for me. So that's my backup plan if I don't figure out how to delete them. Well, that's, and there was one more, but it's just for us, for Z3950, so no one else would be interested in that one. So that's my list. Those are things that I remember, but there could be more that I put on some notes on my desk, but I was away the whole week off campus, so I don't see those notes.
Were there any things that you got that you liked? Like the things that I wrote down when I looked at what was in the release, there were some bulk edit and list app improvements that I was excited about. So the querying in those is supposed to be human language readable now, right? Like instead of the double equals, you get equals or is, does not equal, like it's actual words instead of symbols.
Unfortunately, I'm so busy with broken things that I didn't have time to play much with lists or bulk edits. If it's improved, great, but yeah, it's just I didn't have chance to work with them yet.
Yeah. And the only other thing was really the reading room. All the reading room stuff was new. And the request printing, the selected pull slip printing, which I think you mentioned.
That's probably what broke
Probably.
it.
Good point. Has anyone else had any experiences with Ramsen so far? We have it on our test environment. And I actually have used it. I used it because we got a data refresh and I needed something that had, I needed to create a list for purchase order lines. Because one of the things about lists and bulk edit is that a huge number of fields, like lots of fields, I can't remember, but whole classes of field of, records and additional fields became both exportable and queryable in lists and bulk edit. So a lot of those were around purchase order lines. So that's stuff that wasn't available in the past. And so I'm looking forward to having that, and I actually was able to use that because it was static data that just got refreshed. I was able to take advantage of that on our test environment. But we aren't scheduled to get it until July, so even in our sandbox or our dry run environment. So I'm curious if others have, people have not, nobody else has it in a dry run environment or had time to play with it. Well, Olga, thank you for going first. I'm sorry, it sounds like it's been a really bit of a rough go.
Yeah, no problem.
And I think you said last time that you went to the new EDS user interface at the same time.
Yeah, we didn't plan it together. I mean, we planned UI change, EDS UI change like a year ago, almost like half a year ago. So, and then Ramsons just happened at the same time.
Yeah. It makes it harder to disambiguate, like to troubleshoot what caused this problem. Like, what if the new UI is the problem that you're having with your requests, right? Like,
Yeah,
because that
that
sounds like it's an EDS, whether it's Edge API or what, but it doesn't sound like that's a Folio, strictly Folio problem.
could be. And renewals are broken in new UI, in new JS.
What is broken?
Renewals.
Oh, renewal. Even individual single renewal?
Yeah. We have to do it at the desk. Students cannot do that.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Do you know where that's broken? In the like with is it in EDS or is it in the APIs? No, don't know anything.
I don't know about APIs. I know in EDS you cannot do it. It's just there are no buttons, no renew buttons in EDS. And in locate, there are renew buttons everywhere. It doesn't matter if you can renew or not. But in EDS, there are just no renew buttons. At least for us and another college nearby. That's what we have.
And you're on separate systems.
Yeah.
Both on the Folio and the EDS side.
So what I take from today is if you're not using EDS and you're in Europe, might be okay.
We are also switching to the new UI in July. But right around the same time that we're going to be getting Ramsons. So we should, I will be interested to hear if there are improvements made, if EBSCO is able to troubleshoot some of those issues by before then.
Yeah, I know they are working on it because it changed a little bit how they look. Those buttons, they thought they fixed it, but no, they didn't. So they are working on it.
Well, hopefully one fix will mean that future upgrades don't have the same problems that you guys have experienced.
Yeah. It's nice to be a guinea pig.
Oh, well, if it's easier for future, we appreciate it. I would not wish it upon anyone.
No.
Are there other thoughts, questions about Ramsons? Has anyone discussed skipping Ramsons and going straight to Sunflower? Like this overlapping of upgrades, this, as far as I know, is the first time that this has happened quite in this overlap. Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, we told FSE that we wanted to skip Ramsons completely. They said no. My understanding. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, finish.
I was going to say, we were told that it's not possible, primarily for two reasons. One is because of our situation, the other one is just in general. We were told in general it's not possible, quote unquote, possible to skip flower versions, that even if we did skip Ramsons, they would have to update our environment briefly to Ramsons and then update that environment to Sunflower. The complication for us is because we have MetaDB that is also hosted by EBSCO. Our MetaDB update is tied to our flower and our production update. So they need a, there's a built-in 3-week testing period for MetaDB when we do a production upgrade. So they need to at least bring us up for 3 or 4 weeks on Ramsons to do that whole upgrade for MetaDB and then come up on Sunflower. But yeah, it was something that we did discuss with them.
And I will say we've seen similar, we've heard similar from Index Data in the past about, I mean, we're on MetaDB with Index Data, and I don't remember that part of a delay, but in the past, I think we contemplated doing a, you know, skipping a flower release. And yeah, you can't actually literally skip the flower release. You have to do the upgrade and then just immediately do the next upgrade. So, and then that obviously introduces possible, like, where did it go wrong? We don't know.
So what I wanted to ask is anyone even remotely ready for Sunflower?
I haven't seen enough. I haven't seen enough of the migration plans for the new capabilities. I just don't have any idea. Amelia might know. For us, five colleges wide, I know there are tools that are being developed to switch them over from like a role based permissions to the new structure, but I haven't seen it all.
Yeah, we know that there will be some kind of migration script available for us, but we're not sure what the cleanup is going to look like after that runs, if they're going to be perfect or if there are going to be things we have to go back in and add in that get missed. So yeah, kind of uncertain still.
I'm guessing it's not going to be perfect, Amelia. Just a hunch. The challenge is, like, we actually have a, I think we're in okay shape because I heard, you know, Tom's was quite overwhelming because there were so many different roles that you came up with, individual people, everybody had their own role. We actually have permission sets that I think a lot of individuals have exactly the same constellation of permission. So we've sort of built them in similar ways to the way the roles are supposed to be functioning. So I'm hoping that will make our migration much simpler. But sorry, Tom.
No, it's fine. I was just going to deliver a whole bunch of bad news. I'm just kidding. So yeah, we got they updated our training environment to Quisnalia. No. Yes, Quisnalia Eureka platform, and migrated our roles with that script, and it was a massive mess. You're correct. Like what it did was the roles that were integrated was it looked at each individual user and every unique set of permissions created a new role. So we had a ton of them. And it was even if our permissions were, even if we had a very strict, fairly straightforward permission set, if two users in the same department, let's say you and I were both in technical services and I had CERC permissions for some reason, it would create a new role for you and then a new role for me. They updated us to Ramsons. There was a bug in Ramsons that we could not create roles, so we couldn't do anything with Ramsons. We just got Sunflower last week. So I am going to go in and start creating all of the roles for Sunflower for that week and start going in and testing them. I've heard from different people that the upgrade scripts are a lot better than we originally got them in Quisnelia. And part of that is because the POs have been working on renaming permission sets in Okapi so that they line up better with the capability sets that's happening in Sunflower so that they're the same names and they can easily map them and all this other fun stuff. But there is probably still going to be some gaps to clean up. I'm also taking the opportunity, though, to literally redo all of our permission sets. So instead of having a smaller number that is based on department, I am doing roles based on actions within Folio. So instead of somebody in tech services getting one permission that is like tech services level one or tech services level two, they might get five or six different roles that do the same thing. Just that way we can tighten down our permissions. But that's our own insanity. So.
Any other Ramsons or Eureka capability things to share or questions?
I
All
wonder
right.
if we could have I don't know, another session. I know we already had a session on permissions in Eureka, but kind of the tips like what Thomas just shared, do this in advance, some kind of what to do before it happens, which will help you. Maybe we don't need the whole session, maybe I don't know, 15 minutes, Thomas telling us what to do. I don't know.
I don't know. Amelia, have you had any of those types of conversations in user management?
We've been doing some, or we did for the last couple months, we've been doing on our off weeks labs where we were playing around with Eureka permissions. But we, yeah, nothing too formal. And I think folks have mostly stopped coming to those. So I don't know how much interest there still is in that group.
Well, it's going to impact all the, I mean, it's really going to impact every area, every SIG. So, what about implementers? I know you did some in implementers, Tom. Is there any, has there been any other?
Not too much. We were just chatting about it. And people were talking about, I guess, kind of what their plans were. That was actually right before User Sig started up the working groups. I think part of the problem is that everybody is doing it slightly different. So some people are, I think, are doing a letting Folio scripts migrate everything over, and then they're going to do cleanup afterwards as things break. And then there's people like us, which are complete, or I should say like me, that's completely insane, and we're rewriting everything. I'll drop some links in the chat though, because a lot of the stuff that I'm doing is on our wiki. So if people want to look through that, they can. I just have, it's been on hold though for about a month until we got Sunflower in our training environment.
Gotcha. Thank you. I know you made a big mapping document that mapped all the things, so that is a helpful thing for folks to have access to see what the capabilities are. You can go into the developer menu and settings and go to ICANN has capabilities, and it will tell you the tra it'll do a translation if you look up a single permission, but it's not like a table, which is helpful. I used it a fair amount during Bugfest. So if you use the Bugfest environments, it's actually easy to kind of play around with that a little bit. All right. Are there any other thoughts, questions? And just to be clear, we did decide, I think we discussed last time that all of this Eureka permissioning, that is not coming as part of Ramsons, so nobody's getting a Eureka version of Ramsons. The plan is to roll that out for Sunflower. Library of Congress exempted accepted in that. But so we have a little bit of time before this is actually coming to our production environments. All right. Oh, thanks, Lawrence. And thanks for those links, Tom. All right. Well, we will see everyone. I won't see you on Thursday, but Cornelia will. And then I will see you, I guess, next week. Thank you, everyone. Have a good week.
You
Thank
too.
you. Bye.
Bye.
Take care, everyone.